I'd like to illustrate this networked, connected approach to faith formation and evangelization by using the example that I introduced in session 2 and 3, Families with Children. Next slide. If you recall, at the end of session 2, I introduced this somewhat overwhelming illustration of targeting the religious and spiritual needs of parents and families with children in each of the 4 scenarios. And the 4 scenarios provided a good organizing tool for thinking about how to target the needs in each scenario. We're now going to move from this grid towards a network where we can see the connection among the resources and strategies and ideas, and then build them out with actual illustrations of the kinds of resources that you can use to develop this. Next slide. I try to illustrate a network using a chart like this. At the core are the intergenerational experiences. And one of the things not to forget and to be really clear about is that we want to engage people more deeply in the life of the faith community. So the intergenerational faith community and connecting people to those experiences of worship, learning, service, community life is essential in a network approach. So while we may be targeting and specializing to our approaches to specific age groups or generations, we still want people to be connected intergenerationally to each other. In fact, intergenerational connections are just essential for evangelization and faith growth from the young to the old. And so at the heart of our model of a networked, connected approach is connecting people to the intergenerational life of our community and to strengthening that intergenerational life in worship, learning, service, and community life. And then we have the opportunity to specialize. And I'm going to illustrate a lot of these examples that you see in the circles around intergenerational experiences. How to bring Sunday worship home. Again, addressing the needs of people in scenario 1 and scenario 4. How to do whole family experiences. Not for just those in scenario 1, but really whole family experiences that can touch people in scenario 2 and 3 as well. How to connect our existing children's programs to home experiences so that parents are engaged with their children in learning and praying and growing in faith. How to develop faith practices at home. Reading the Bible, praying together, celebrating rituals, serving together, having caring conversations. How milestones across the lifespan can be opportunities for faith growth and evangelization, not only for people that are engaged in scenario 1 and scenario 4, but for people in scenario 1, 2, 3, and 4. Parent faith formation and parent education, we need to clearly be focused on the lives of parents. Parents are the most important factor in the faith growth and the faith practice of their children. And so parent faith formation and parent education support can apply to all 4 scenarios. Getting started in faith is targeted to people, particularly in scenario 2 and 3, who need to be reintroduced or introduced to Jesus, Christianity, and the Catholic tradition. Vacation Bible School and Children's Events provides a platform for reaching families across all 4 scenarios, and we'll look at that. Community events, things that the church hosts for the whole community, provides opportunities to build relationships, and I'll give some examples, things like movie nights and community events that the church sponsors provide opportunities for people to relate to us and for us to relate to them in a sense to broaden our scope and relationships. In the Family Life Center, I introduced this example in session number 3, but being able to be present to families on a consistent basis and to plant ourselves in their world with services that they need provides a great venue for relationship building that leads to evangelization and faith formation. Next slide. All of this for me comes together by building an online resource center. This is a connection point, and it can be integrated within a parish website, but oftentimes the churches I work with develop a faith formation network website that connects to the parish website. And you'll notice that down the left side, my menu items reflect the circles and the content areas of my network. And then the content that I put there reflects the needs, the activities, the programs of the people in the community that we're working in. But having a focus online available 24/7, 365 When people can connect to each other, we can connect to them. They can connect with great content and experiences, that we can extend what happens on campus into people's daily lives, and we can reach people who are not connected to us. I think the Resource Center website is central to our efforts in this and a way to integrate all that we're doing in the network. And then this, like the example I showed, this website connects to Facebook and Twitter as ways to socially connect and keep people connected to us. So we use social media to surround our faith formation network. And you saw St. Peter Claver doing that in the illustration I provided before, where they can use Twitter and Facebook to connect with people, be able to connect with them, be able to share their experiences that they're having in church life, faith formation. Next slide. So one of the examples, a really simple one, is how to extend worship into the daily lives of people 24/7, 365. And we now have the ability and the technology to do that. In earlier years, we were limited to bulletin inserts, but now with our Faith Formation Network online, with new technologies like Facebook and Twitter, email connection to people, we're able to extend what we do on Sunday into people's daily lives. And I just put a variety of examples here to get us thinking about the ways we can help people study it, pray it, live it, and share it. And for people who only connect occasionally, this could be an opportunity and experience for them to go a little bit deeper and maybe to make their participation at Sunday worship more regular. We have plenty of resources to make this happen. Next slide. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops provides wonderful resources to help us do this. The Sunday readings are here, the daily reading, lectionary readings are here, and they're both in print and they're in audio. Next slide. We can bring Sunday worship home with reproducible digital tools that we can put on our website. This is an example of a resource called The Word to Go from Liturgy Training Publications. Simple one-page, at-home, study it, live it, pray it, do it activities for extending Sunday worship. And the same is true of this resource from Loyola Press called The Sunday Connection. And this comes via email. It's also available on their website. Provides commentary on the scriptures, prayers, activities, usually directed towards families. Again, but all these resources, this resource here, is a free resource that we can make available to people. Another way to think about what we do is to engage people in whole family learning, more opportunities for families that connect with other families. And it can run the whole continuum, something much more intensive, like, for example, a family camp, weekend or week-long, seasonal programs around the church year or fall, winter, spring, summer, start of school, etc., where we invite the whole family to come together, which integrates religious learning with prayer and activity and meal and social, family vacation Bible school. Many churches have taken vacation Bible school and added family components, intergenerational components, to really broaden the experience that children and their parents have. Family service. A lot of our service programming with children, especially the older children, tends to be children doing it with their class. Integrate family service into that, and parents will have an experience with their children. We need to do more whole family learning, and these are wonderful opportunities to connect with people in scenarios 2, 3, and 4, to build a relationship with them, and to perhaps provide an opportunity for them to reconsider a deeper involvement in parish life or their own faith journey. Next slide. Other family kinds of opportunities. Here's a church that did dinners 3 times a year just for parents. They spaced it out January, March, and May. They provide childcare. They include a dinner. And it's a wonderful opportunity for all parents to come, not just parents who are actively engaged, but you can address the wide diversity of parents. Again, relationship building, an opportunity to introduce people to the Christian faith, parenting skills, parent faith formation, an opportunity to let people know what the parish community is doing, opportunity to see all the great resources that you put on your Family Faith Formation Network. But food and fellowship, connecting with parents, I think provides a platform for all kinds of faith growth opportunities. Next slide. In session three, I introduced the idea of moving out of the community, or planting yourself in the life of the community by offering a ministry, in this case, the Wesley Playhouse Family Center, as an opportunity to serve families in the community. Many churches are doing this in a variety of different ways, but we can reach families in the community. This is an all-four scenario kind of activity, but it starts building relationships that can lead towards evangelization and faith formation, the return to faith practice for families, and a platform for reaching families to begin their journey in spiritual growth, to begin their journey towards a deeper faith. And so again, these are platforms, like I've been suggesting in these whole family experiences, that can reach out to people in all four scenarios. And we need more of those kinds of opportunities, because too many of our programs for parents and children are designed around scenario one. Next slide. Milestones are great examples of naturally occurring events in the lives of families that we can build on with a home component, a ritual celebration, prayer, a church component. And oftentimes these are experiences that will not only engage people in scenario one, provide opportunities to connect with and engage people across all four scenarios. For people in scenario four, milestone events, as we know from baptism participation and first communion participation, those milestone events are times in which we can reach people who are occasionally participating. And that gives an opportunity to fashion some faith formation and evangelization around those opportunities, invite them into a deeper fight to reconsider the Christian faith, develop a relationship with Christ in a deeper way, and for people in scenario four, to consider becoming more deeply engaged in our faith community. And so as you look at these opportunities, they provide more things that are more explicitly religious, and they provide opportunities that are just naturally occurring events in the lives of families. I'll share one event that people are often, that lots of parishes do, that is just a wonderful opportunity to reach a wide spectrum of people. Next slide. This was a children's festival and backpack blessing. And you could see how this could attract families from across the whole spectrum. This was a church that did it from 10 to 2 p.m. on a Sunday. The time's not important, but the event is. The funny part about the event is they're doing a 50s sock hop with people who were not born in, oftentimes until the 1980s or 1970s as parents. So a free event provides lots of opportunities, but it's a wonderful chance to bless people's backpacks, the beginning of a new school year, celebrate together, and put the church in the lives of people in a different way. Next slide. We are blessed at this point with all kinds of great faith practices resource centers. I'm going to suggest a few, but this is just a few out of hundreds of great resource centers that provide us with resources and activities that we can use to reach families at home. And that can be extensions of our programming at church, but can be things that people access all on their own. And so this example is Vibrant Faith at Home from Vibrant Faith Ministries, which provides faith-forming activities across the whole life cycle. Caring conversation, ritual, prayer, Bible reading, serving, learning the faith. If we are focused on young families, we'd be the third tab in. You'd see young families there, and we could access the resources from there. We can connect onto our website or connect directly to families in our church. So there's plenty of religious content and experiences available for us to help nurture faith practice at home. Next slide. Another great resource is the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops website. This is for your marriage with a section on parenting and family, articles, insights, practices, resources, all available for free. And again, we can link people to those specific activities and resources, not just to the page, but to the actual resources that connect with the needs that they have. Next page. Catholic Mom is another great example of a faith practice resource center. Just on this snapshot of the front page, you'll see things on the rosary, things on keeping an eye on children's internet time, a morning prayer for the day, a daily scripture reflection. These are resources already done for us that we can connect families with children to these resources. We can make these available to them. they can access it through our Family Faith Formation Network. So each of these becomes resources that we can connect people to that relate to their specific needs. And so there's an abundance of these resources. We also have an abundance of faith practices apps that literally go wherever people go with their iPhone or Android phone. Faith Talk Cards from Vibrant Faith Ministries is an app that allows people to have caring conversations with each other wherever they are, because it's happening on their phone. The Faith Five, sharing, reading, talking, praying, blessing each other from Faith Incubators. The Good News, the Life of Jesus in the Family Bible. Both of those apps are available that people can carry with them wherever they go and engage in those, waiting for their children at soccer practice or waiting for their children after school, wherever they might be. These are portable and they go right to the kitchen table and they can be used before dinner for a blessing, for a scripture reflection, for a caring conversation. And Vibrant Faith at Home, the website, has a mobile app that allows you to access the website from wherever you are, from an iPhone or an Android phone. Next page. Other faith practice apps. The New American Bible Revised Edition is an app. The 3-Minute Retreat from Loyola Press is a wonderful app, as well as an e-newsletter. Saint of the Day from St. Anthony Messenger provides the inspiration for the day from the life of a saint. An iMissal provides a variety of resources for daily prayer that comes right at people on their iPhone or their Android phone or their iPad or tablet. Next page. To help parents develop their parenting skills, websites like Parent Further from the Search Institute in Minneapolis-St. Paul provides an abundance of great resources based on 40 years of experience at the Search Institute, designed just for parents. And again, we're not creating this content. You'll just see the abundance of content available for us that we can surround families with young children with. That's why our network approach, and that's why having a Family Faith Formation Resource Center, which pulls all this together for people in kind of a one-stop shopping, becomes so important. Not only does Parent Further have a website, but they also post a lot of their content on other venues. Next page. One example is Parent Further's Pinterest page. Pinterest allows people visually to post great information online, and this is just an example of their Pinterest page. You can look it up by going to Pinterest and putting Parent Further, or going to Parent Further's website and connecting to Pinterest from there. But they run everything from back-to-school ideas, parenting ideas, discipline ideas. Young parents, parents with children, will be very familiar with Pinterest, and this will be a venue we can connect them to for high-quality, vetted, meaning they've looked at these resources, have been examined, and are high-quality that we can recommend to families. Next slide. Boys Town in Nebraska provides a wonderful parenting.org site where people can discuss online things that are happening as a parent. Provides an 800 number 24 hours a day for parents to call, as well as great parenting resources. So we have parenting resources to complement all of the other resources that we'll provide people. And again, a lot of people in scenario 2, 3, and 4 may turn to us for parenting help because of the resources we put on our website. Next page. PBS Parents is another wonderful site with great visual and audio and video content that many people may be familiar with, but it provides us a way to link not only to the page, but to some of the wonderful tools and resources they provide people. Next page. And Common Sense Media gives us wonderful tools from experts on how to evaluate media, gives us reviews of media from a value perspective, so that we're able to recommend the very best of families with children and help parents make good choices about media use, internet use, etc. Next page. We also want to recommend great books to help grow healthy, value-forming, faith-filled families. And this is just a sampling of just a few of the dozens and dozens of books we can recommend. These can be the object of book clubs, support groups, moms groups, dads groups. We can structure programs around these books, but each of them help families develop faith-filled families, spiritual families, take the faith practices and put them into practice. Next page. And then there are parent and resource center and support groups, like Mothers of Preschoolers. It provides all kinds of wonderful resources that we can provide. We can host a Mothers of Preschoolers group. And again, hosting some of these groups that address the wider community so people can actually connect with us. And again, it's outreach into the lives of people. A parish hosting a Mothers of Preschoolers or a Fathers group, regardless of their level of involvement or engagement in the parish community, provides more opportunities for relationship building, connection, and invitation. Next slide. There are all kinds of online resources for parent faith growth. I've just singled out a couple, but many Catholic universities provide courses, workshops, etc., online that parents can easily access. A number of churches I'm working with are developing webinars that the staff is doing that parents can access. And so thinking about online faith formation, one church I know, the pastor is doing a monthly webinar with parents. Instead of bringing them out to a parent meeting, the monthly webinar is on a variety of topics, from explicitly religious topics through parenting and family life issues. So it really runs the whole gamut. But the goal is stay home, connect at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10. The pastor and or a church staff member will be conducting the webinar. We'll bring it right to your house. That's what all these courses do. Busted Halos, University of Dayton, Boston College, and so many other more other places provide resources that we can connect families, in this case parents, directly to without us having to provide it or do the work. Next slide. Many parents are going to want opportunities to get their faith restarted because of all the efforts we're making, because of the experiences their children are having. And so, as I introduced before, in session 3, an example of a faith growth experience like Awakening Faith from the Paulist Evangelization Ministries. Next slide. And the example I gave of Our Lady of Soledad Catholic Parish providing modeling this five mini retreats on the process that Saddleback Church uses are just two examples of ways that we can help parents grow more deeply in faith, can reconsider faith, get restarted or started in faith. So this kind of comprehensive network approach gives us all kinds of possibilities for reaching families and helping them grow more deeply.